I'm not sure how the rest of you are, but when I get stressed, I become very forgetful.
我不知道你们别人怎么样, 但是当我受到很大压力的时候, 我就变得容易忘事。
I can't count the number of times I've torn the house apart looking for my keys, my cell phone, or my wallet.
我都记不清有多少回了。 当我找钥匙或者手机或者钱包的时候, 差点把房子掀了个底朝天。
I've resorted to even tying string around my finger and writing on my hand to help me remember.
有这么一段时间了已经, 我都需要把胶布缠在手指上, 然后在上面写上字, 提醒我记住一些事。
One of the most stressful times in my life happened about 10 years ago over the Christmas holidays.
在我生命中压力最大的一次, 就发生在大约10年前的一个圣诞节里。
I was asked to help out in a musical production called Beauty and the Beast.
有人找我帮忙做一个音乐作品叫《美女与野兽》。
I was so stressed out that I had a hard time focusing and remembering.
我紧张过度了，以至于无法集中注意力，记忆力也变得迟钝了。
If you came to my office at work, you'd have seen a desk covered in bits of paper with chicken scratch on them.
如果你当时进到我的工作室里，就会看见一张桌子，上面放着很多乱写乱画、不知所云的草纸。
I had such a hard time remembering the lines and songs that I put little post-it notes everywhere to help me remember.
我记不住那些时间和歌曲。 所以就写了很多提醒自己的小纸条，贴的到处都是，帮助自己记住那些事儿。
In fact, it got so bad I had to put the words for the songs on props for the play because I kept forgetting them.
实际上事情变得很糟糕，我不得不把歌词写在各种道具上，因为我总是忘记那些词儿。
Our scripture reading today focused on the importance of the Word of God.
今天早晨的经文主要集中于神的话语的重要性。
Like post-it notes, these verses remind us of what is truly important in our lives.
就像用来提醒我的那些小纸条一样，这些经文提醒我们在我们的生活中什么是真正重要的。
The Apostle Paul recognized the universal danger of forgetting what is most important.
使徒保罗认识到
In chapter 2 of 2 Timothy, Paul says to Timothy, Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel.
在提摩太后书二章八节里面，保罗对提摩太说，你要纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活。
Even when his life was almost over, he refused to be pulled away from what he knew was most important.
甚至当他知道自己生命要终结的时候，他也拒绝放弃他知道的最重要的事情。
That was the gospel.
那就是福音。
The cross was the centerpiece of Paul's theology.
十字架是保罗神学的中心。
It wasn't merely one of Paul's messages. It was the message.
它不仅仅是保罗书信的重点之一，实际上它是全部。
He taught other things as well, but whatever he taught, he always derived them and related to the foundational reality that Jesus Christ died so that sinners could be reconciled to God and be forgiven by him.
保罗也教导其他的事情，但是无论他教导什么，他总是从他所谈到的事情联系到耶稣基督之死的最重要的事实，以便罪人能与神和解，并得到神的赦免。
D.A. Carson writes this of Paul. He cannot long talk about Christian joy or Christian ethics or Christian fellowship or the doctrine of God or anything else without tying it to the cross.
神学家卡尔森这样评价保罗， 他是不可能不常不谈十字架，却常谈基督徒的喜乐，或者基督徒的道德，或者基督徒的团契，或者神的教义，或者其他东西的。
From his first letter to his final epistle to Timothy, Paul kept the atoning death and triumphant resurrection of Jesus at the center of his teaching.
从他写给提摩太的第一封信到最后一封信，保罗都一直以耶稣赎罪的死和得胜的复活为他教导的中心。
He resolved to know nothing except Christ and Him crucified.
除了基督和他被钉十字架，他拒绝谈其他事。
This wasn't a cold theological formula either.
这并不是冷漠的神学公式。
Paul had lived a cross-centered life because the cross had saved and transformed his own life.
因为十字架拯救并且更新了他的生命，保罗活在以十字架为中心的生活中。
I can relate to Paul's amazement at being shown mercy.
我能将保罗奇妙的生活跟神在他生命中所彰显的怜悯联系在一起。
In May of 1983, after probably one of the most difficult years of my life, God and I met.
在1983年5月，在可能是我一生中最困难的一段时期之后，我遇到了神。
I've been making some very poor decisions relationally and in my behavior.
那个时候，我做了一些非常糟糕的决定，做了一些非常糟糕的事情。
I ended up with many bad habits.
我也戒除了很多坏习惯。
I was angry at the world and would lash out at people who I felt wronged me.
我对世界感到愤怒，也攻击那些我觉得错误对待我的人。
But it was during that time that God stepped in.
但也就是在那个时候，神介入了我的生活。
I was living my life my way and doing my own thing when I ran into a youth group out playing softball.
当我以自己的方式过自己的生活，做自己的事情时，我加入了一个年轻人的集体，跟他们一块玩垒球。
After being invited to join their game, they asked me if I would come down to their drop-in center for coffee.
在跟他们一起活动以后，他们邀请我跟他们一块喝咖啡聊天。
After many late-night discussions about life, God, and the end times.On May 12th, 1983, while sitting in my bedroom, Jesus and I had a little talk.
在许多个深夜，经过关于生命、神和末世的讨论之后，1983年5月12日，在我的卧室里，耶稣跟我交流了一会儿。
From that talk, my life changed.
那以后，我的生活改变了。
As I think about where I was at almost 33 years ago, and where I could have been today had not God intervened, all I can do is thank Him for His wonderful mercy.
当我想到33年以前我是什么样子，现在是什么样子，要是没有神的介入，我的生活简直不可思议。我所有能做的就是为他极大的怜悯而感谢他。
I think all of us can relate to a time.A place, maybe a person, but for sure a story of how God extended His mercy into our lives.
我觉得每个基督徒都能想到一个时间、一个地点，可能是一个人，但是肯定都有一个故事，显明了神如何将他的怜悯注入了我们的生命中。
Where would you be without Jesus?
如果没有耶稣，你会在哪里呢？
Where would I be?
我们会是什么样子呢？
Most people try to run away from their past.
大部分人尽量逃避过去的生活。
I suppose I could do that as well.
我想我可能也在尽力那么做。
I could choose never to return to my hometown that holds so many reminders of my past sins.
我可能也在选择再也不回到我的家乡。因为那里留着我过去所犯过罪的很多的回忆。
It's such a beautiful, warm place that I could choose to ignore.
可能我选择逃避的是那么一个美丽、温暖的地方。
But I don't, and not because of the beauty there, but because I still have family there, and none of them know Jesus.
但是我逃避他，并不因为他的美丽，而是因为我的家人们仍然在那里，而他们都不认识耶稣。
As well, going back helps remind me of where I've come from, that I appreciate the mercy I experienced today.
当然，回到那里也帮我回忆起了我是从怎样一个糟糕的状况离开，然后让我再一次感谢今天我所经历的神的怜悯。Paul
never forgot where he came from, and neither should any of us.
保罗始终也没忘记他是从哪里来的，其实我们也不应该忘记。
In reality, if we are Christians, we don't need reminders of our past.
实际上，如果我们是基督徒，我们不需要过去生活对我们的提醒。Frankly,
you don't need a background of drugs and alcohol or any other lewd behavior to hold the cross of Jesus dearly.
说实话，你们不需要曾经吸毒、酗酒或者干过其他下流的事儿，才去背负耶稣的十字架。
One of my favorite words, which is also one of the most important words used in the Bible, is remember.
我最喜欢的，也是在圣经当中最重要的词儿，其中之一就是纪念。
Why is it important?
那么为什么它那么重要呢？
I think it's important for us because we have a tendency to forget, and when that happens, we can fall into old habits.
我认为它对我们重要，是因为我们都倾向于忘记，而当我们忘记时，我们能回到老的习惯里。There's
a saying in North America about never forgetting how to ride a bike.
在北美有一句谚语说，永远不要忘记如何骑自行车。But
I think sometimes we forget where and what God has saved us from.
但是我觉得有时候我们忘记了神从哪里、什么当中将我们拯救出来。And
it's in those times, especially when we partake in the Lord's Supper, that we take time to remember not only what Jesus did for us 2,000 years ago, but the changes we have experienced in our lives since we met Him.
并且就是在那些时候，特别是我们守圣餐时，我们花时间纪念。 不仅仅耶稣在2000年以前为什么为我们死，并且从我们遇见他那个时候开始，我们生命中都经历了何种改变。Scripture
tells us that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
圣经告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。None
of us have any merit to stand before Jesus and say, we deserve to get to heaven.
没有人有任何功德可以站在耶稣面前说，我应该上天堂。It's
only by His grace and mercy that we can even approach Him, let alone enter in.
不要说上天堂了，仅仅是靠着主耶稣的恩典和怜悯，我们才能够亲近他。
As Christians from different backgrounds, cultures, and generations, it's easy to argue about what each of us believes is right and wrong.
作为来自于不同的背景、文化和年代的基督徒，我们很容易争论什么是我们每个人信仰中的对的和错的事情。We
can differ on smoking, drinking, or what foods to eat. But the reality is, the gospel is the only essential message that is universally applicable to all of humanity.
我们可能抽的烟不一样，喝的酒不一样，吃的东西不一样，但事实是，只有福音才是唯一绝对必要的，适用于世界上所有人的信息。Author
Jerry Bridges writes this, "The gospel is not only the most important message in all of history, it is the only essential message in all of history."
作家杰瑞·布瑞兹这样写道，福音不仅仅是整个历史当中最重要的信息，它也是整个历史中唯一必不可少的信息。
Yet we allow thousands of professing Christians to live their lives without clearly understanding it and experiencing the joy of living it.
然而我们却允许成千上万的声称自己是基督徒的人没有清楚地理解他并经历由他而来的喜乐而活在自己的生活中。
Theologian John Stott agrees and says, all around us we see Christians and churches relaxing their grasp on the gospel, fumbling it and in danger of letting it drop from their hands altogether.
神学家约翰斯托德同意这一说法，并且补充道，在我们周围所有的基督徒和教会都在放松对福音的把握，他们随便地拿着它处理它，让它出于从他们手上丢掉的危险中。
The reality of this is sometimes the most obvious truths are the ones we need to be reminded of the most.
这一现实有时候是最明显的真理，它才是最需要我们被提醒的。
So this afternoon, maybe what I'm sharing is restating the obvious.
所以今天下午，可能我在这里讲的是重申最明显的事情。
Maybe you're here thinking, I already know about this truth. I've known it for years.
也许你在这儿想，我已经知道这个真理了。其实我都知道很多年了。That's
good. But let me ask you this. What is your life focused on?
这挺好，但是我想问你，什么是今天你的生活所注重的事情呢？
Is your life focused on the cross or what the world offers?
你的生活是以十字架为中心呢，还是看重世界上的那些东西？
There are symptoms of not being rightly focused.
这里有几个征兆，表明我们注重的是不正确的事情。
You often lack joy.
你经常缺乏喜乐。
You're not consistently growing in spiritual maturity.
你在属灵生命的成熟度上没有持续的增长。
Your love for God lacks passion.
你对神的爱缺乏激情。
You're always looking for some new technique or new truth or experience that will put all the pieces of your faith together.
你总是在寻找一些新的技术或者真理或者经验，把你所有的信仰的东西放在里面。
If you relate to any of these symptoms, there is hope.
如果你的情况跟这些征兆有关，那不要灰心，生活还有希望。
But first we must choose to move away from where we are to where God wants us to be.
但是首先，我们必须选择离开现在的状况，进入到神要我们进入的状况中。Too
many of us have moved away from where God wants us to be into the place we find ourselves today.
我们当中太多的人都是离开了神要我们进入的生活，而进入了我们今天的生活状态。It's
not too late to change.
现在改变还不晚。
It's not too late to make the obvious truth the most important truth in your life.
现在弄清楚在你生命中最明显的真理和最重要的真理还不太晚。The
key is rediscovering the gospel.
改变的关键就是重新探索福音。I
was reading a story about a woman named Alice.
我看过一个故事，是跟一个叫爱丽丝的女人有关。On
Monday, Alice bought a parrot.
一个星期一，爱丽丝买了一只鹦鹉。It
didn't talk. So the next day, she returned it to the pet store.
但是这只鹦鹉不说话，所以第二天，爱丽丝又回到那家宠物店了。He
needs a ladder, she was told, so she bought one.
店员告诉她，鹦鹉需要一个小梯子，所以爱丽丝买了一个小梯子。Another
day passed, and still the parrot didn't talk.
又一天过去了，这鹦鹉还是不说话。How
about a swing? The clerk suggested.
店员建议买个小秋千怎么样？
So she bought a swing.
所以爱丽丝又买了个小秋千。The
next day, it was a mirror.
再一天又买了个小镜子。Next,
a miniature plant, and finally a shiny toy parrot.
再一天又买了个微型植物，最后买了一只发亮的玩具鹦鹉。On
Sunday morning, Alice stood outside the pet store when it opened.
星期天的一大早，当宠物店开门的时候，爱丽丝就等在门口了。
She had the parrot cage in her hands and her eyes were filled with tears.
她手里拿着空的鸟笼子，眼里充满了泪水，很明显，鹦鹉死了。Did
it ever speak? The store owner asked.
宠物店主问，鹦鹉开口说话了吗？
Yes, Alice said. Right before he died, he looked at me and asked, Don't they sell any food at the store?
是的，爱丽丝回答。就在她咽气以前，她看着我说：“宠物店里难道什么吃的也不卖吗？”
Many good causes and activities can occupy a Christian's time and attention.
许多正当的理由和事情都能占用基督徒的时间和吸引他们的注意力。
But like the parrot, we can fill our lives with everything we want, but miss out on what we really need.
但是就像那只鹦鹉一样，我们能够用我们想要的每件事来填补我们的生活，但却忽略了我们真正需要的。
Nothing can replace the gospel in our lives.
在我们的生命中，没有任何事情能够代替福音。
Without it, our lives would become like the parrot, starving in a crowded cage.
没有它，我们的生命就像鹦鹉一样，饿死在了拥挤的笼子里。
It's important to ask honestly what we're building our lives around.
我们需要诚实地问自己，我们把我们的生活建造在什么之上才是重要的。
Before we can build a cross-centered life, we have to identify what our life is centered on now.
在我们建立一个以十字架为中心的生活之前，我们必须识别现在我们的生活是以什么为中心的。
We all have our lives centered on something.
我们所有人过日子都是以一些事情为中心的。
But is it the right thing?
但他们是正确的事情。
So let's take a few moments to think about it.
所以让我们花一些时间来思考。
What is the main thing in your life?
什么是你生命中最重要的事情？
Let me put it another way. What are you most passionate about?
我们可以用另一种方式来思考，你最有热情做的事情是什么呢？
What do you think about when you can think about whatever you want?
当你随便想什么事情的时候，你都想什么呢？
What do you love to talk about?
你都爱谈什么事呢？
What defines you?
什么事情界定了你的生活？
Is it a career or a relationship you're in?
是事业吗？还是一种关系？
Is it a hobby or the newest technological gadget you can play with?
是业余爱好吗？还是你能享受的最新的技术产品？
Maybe your main thing is being focused on others.
也许对你来说最重要的事是关注其他人。
Maybe it's your ministry or your family.
也许是你在教会的事工或者是家庭。
These are all good things, but not the one thing God says should be most important.
这些都是正当的事情，但是没有一件事是神所说的最重要的。
Paul reminds us of that in 1 Corinthians 15. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance that Christ died for our sins.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章三节提醒我们，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
So what is the thing that is of first importance?
那么什么事是重中之重呢？
The Bible tells us that it's the cross.
圣经告诉我们那就是十字架。
While there are many different callings and areas of service in God's kingdom, one transcendent truth should define our lives.
在神的国中有很多不同的呼召和侍奉的岗位，而至高无上的真理应该是能够界定我们生活的。
One simple truth should motivate our work and affect every part of our lives. Christ died for our sins.
一个简单的真理应该激发我们的事工，并影响我们生活的每个方面，那就是基督为我们的罪死了。
If there's anything we should be passionate about, it's the gospel.
如果有什么事是我们应该对他有激情的，那就是福音。
I don't mean passionate about sharing with others. Rather, I think it should be infused in every aspect of our lives.
并且我的意思不是说仅仅有激情跟其他人分享福音，而是应该让它充满在我们生活的每个方面。
We should think about it, dwell upon it.Rejoice in it and allow it to color and influence how we look and live in the world.
我们应该思想它，研究它，为它高兴，并且允许它点缀和影响我们所看到的和在世上的生活。
Our culture is saturated with advertising.
我们的文化充满了广告。
Every day we're barraged with appeals for attention.
每一天我们的注意力都被广告的轰炸所吸引。
There are many magazines that line the aisle as you wait to pay for your groceries in the store.
当你在店里排队等着付款的时候，在过道里摆放着很多杂志。
If you stop and open them up, you'll find many of them are full of advertisements.
如果你在他们前面停下，打开他们，就会发现他们很多都充满了广告。
One local magazine, which has articles on food and culture here in Edmonton, is about 80% advertisements.
在埃德蒙顿当地一家关于食品和文化的杂志里，大约80%都是广告。
I used to work for a company that did printing.
我以前在一家印刷公司工作。
They would print things for some organizations if they could put their logo on the pamphlet.
他们为一些组织印刷东西，如果可能呢，他们就会把自己公司的图标印在那些产品上，以达到做广告宣传的目的。
There's always a catch.
总有人能看到公司的图标来找他们。
Most of the advertising we see tries to tell us what they offer is newer, better, and more effective than anything ever made.
我们看到的大部分广告都尽力告诉我们。 比起其他厂家来，他们所提供的什么东西是更新、更好、更有效的？
There's nothing wrong with having something that is better or newer.
生产更好、更新的东西没有错。
The problem is we come to see these terms as synonymous, as if anything new is always better. If something is new, it must be better.
问题是，这已经让我们把这些术语看成了同义词。 好像任何更新的东西总是更好的，如果有什么东西是更新的，那它肯定是更好的。Sadly,
this obsession is also found in the church as well as outside.
令人遗憾的是，无论是在教会内部还是外面，这种困扰也都出现了。The
list is endless and always changing.
广告单是无穷无尽的，并且总在变化。Diet
and health.
节食和健康。
Healing and miracles.
医治和神迹,
spiritual gifts and creationism.
属灵的恩赐和特别的创造,
hymns and choruses.
赞美诗和诗班,
evangelism and missions.
福音传道和宣教施工,
the return of Christ or a particular liturgy.
基督再来或者一项特别的圣礼,
there are many, many sincere Christians who have built their lives around each of these issues.
总有很多虔诚的基督徒围绕着那些东西建立他们的生活。Some
even switch every few years when something new and presumably better catches their attention.
一些信徒当一些新的东西出现时，假设他们可以更好地吸引他们的注意力，没几年就转变一下生活的重点。Now
don't get me wrong, these are all good and important things and shouldn't be neglected.
现在请不要误解我。 这些东西都是好的，重要的，不应该被忽略。
But none of these things should distract us from what's really important.
但是这些东西里没有任何一项应该将我们的注意力从真正重要的事情上引开。
Oftentimes, I stop and I ask, where is Jesus in all of this?
经常在讲到这里这个时候，很多回我都停下来问，在所有这些东西里面，耶稣在哪里？
Unfortunately, all of us are guilty of this at one time or another.
不幸的是，我们所有人都一次或多次地进行自责。Pastors
aren't immune either.
即使牧师也不能幸免。We
can make ourselves seem busy and important doing funerals, weddings, visiting the hospital, going to ministerial meetings, whatever.
我们处理婚礼、葬礼、去医院探访、开会，无论什么，都让我们看着繁忙，显得重要。
But we shouldn't let any of these things distract us from what's truly important in our lives.
但是我们不应该让那些事情的任何一件将我们的注意力从我们生活中真正重要的事情上引开。Again,
D.A. Carson says this, I fear that the cross, without ever being disowned, is constantly in danger of being dismissed from the central place it must enjoy.
卡尔森博士又说, 我害怕没有断绝关系的十字架会一直处在危险中, 危险就是被他被从他应该待的最重要的位置被忽略。
We are not far removed from idolatry.
我们都没有远远的离开偶像崇拜。
New things may come along, and some things may be better than others. But according to God, only one thing is the best.
新的事物可能会出现，并且一些东西可能比其他的更好。但对神而言，仅仅一件事是最好的。
It doesn't matter if these things are biblical or honorable. They're not equal importance to the cross.
是不是合乎圣经，或者是可敬的，都不是最重要的。在重要性上，他们都不能跟十字架相比。
Every day we face the challenge and temptation to move away from the gospel.
每一天，我们都面对挑战和试探，叫我们带离福音。
There are usually three things that move us from the truth.
通常有三件事使我们偏离真理。
Legalism, which is basing our relationship with God on our performance.
律法主义。我们跟神的关系基于我们的表现。
This tells us living and following rules will, and guidelines will secure our salvation.
这个告诉我们，遵守原则和教导才会保证我们得拯救。
Condemnation, which is focusing on our sin more than God's grace.
定罪，也就是集中于我们的罪，而不是神的恩典。
Chinese culture is notorious for this.
华人文化以此闻名。
Shame and the fear of failure are often the primary motivations we live by.
失败的羞耻和恐惧经常是我们赖以生存的主要动力。
Then there's subjectivism, which is basing our view on God on our ever-changing feelings and emotions.
主观主义，也就是我们对神的看法基于我们变化的感觉和情绪。
In other words, God is only good if my life is good.
换句话说，如果我的日子过得好，神才是好的。
You see, it's easy to miss the truth of the cross when we're focused on ourselves.
所以你们看，当我们专注于自己的时候，就容易忽视十字架的真理。
So what's the most important thing in your life right now?
那么现在，什么是你生命中最重要的事情呢？
Whatever it is, you might have been thinking about it the whole time I was speaking.
无论它是什么，你可能已经开始思考我正在讲的了。
If the gospel is not at the core of your life, my question and challenge is: Are you willing to repent and ask God to reorder your life?
如果福音不是你生活的核心内容，我的问题和挑战就是：你愿意悔改，并且求神重新安排你的生活吗？
Whatever is the first importance in your life might be a good thing.
无论在你的生活中什么是最重要的，它可能是一件正当的事情。
It might be honorable and legitimate.
它可能是可敬的和合理的。
You might be so wrapped up in it, you might find it difficult imagining it being second.
你可能对它特别着迷，你可能发现把它放在次要位置简直是难以想象的。
Let me urge you to do whatever it takes to make the gospel your passion.
让我鼓励你去行动，无论付出什么样的代价，都对福音产生激情。
I heard John Piper say, "The enemy of the best is the good."
那么我听说过约翰·泰伯这一位著名的神学家，他说这么一句话：最大的敌人就是那些好事。
That means there are a lot of good things we as Christians can be involved with, but there's only one best thing that he wants us to do, and that is ultimately sharing the good news of Jesus with others.
这意味着我们作为基督徒能够卷入到很多好事里，但只有一件是最好的事情，就是神想让我们做的，那就是跟别人分享耶稣的好消息。
So ask God to change your heart so that like Paul said in Galatians 6:14, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我求神改变你们的心，以便能像保罗说的，在加拉太书6:14，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
So may God bless you and empower you as you strive to make His cross your focus, priority, and passion for your life.
所以当你们竭力追求将十字架作为你们生活中所专注的优先考虑的事和你激情的所在时，愿神祝福你们，并且赐能力给你们。
阿门。
阿门。